Happy New Year. And by God's grace, we wish each other the love, the peace, and the faithfulness of this new year. And today's Super Sunday, isn't it? Super Sunday, the beginning of the church's year, the first day of Advent. It is also Joyful Giving Sunday. And for those of us who are football fans, it is what? Grey Cup Sunday. And I must say that it's great to be in the house of the Lord, especially on a day like this when we celebrate such important occasions. And Advent, we might recall, is a season of watching and waiting in expectation of the coming of Christ. Admittedly, however, in this fast-paced world in which we live, the season of Advent is often overlooked, as we are all preoccupied with what? Pre-Christmas activities. And as we are aware, the season is often driven by commercial activity. Yesterday evening, I was on my way to an event, and as I drove across the 401, the traffic was so heavy. And then as I passed by the 401 and Dufferin, I looked to my left, and there is a specific shopping plaza. There was not a single parking spot open, and I'm sure that that was the case for many shopping plazas yesterday. Nothing was left unturned because it was Blue Thursday or Green Friday and Black Saturday, whatever day we call it, the day of shopping and shopping and shopping. And in many parts of North America, the Christmas frenzy starts after the U.S. Thanksgiving. And in Toronto, the signal to start the Christmas shopping is what? The Santa Claus Parade. So after the Santa Claus Parade, all of the shopping starts. And this is the season when stores are open early and they're closing later and later and later. And sadly, people are trying to acquire more and more with limited resources. But the good news for the church is that Advent is one of the liturgical seasons. For just as the secular calendar is made up of seasons, so is the church's year. And in my formative years, when John and I and Felicity and all many of you were in Sunday school, we were taught a verse which reminds us of what the Christian year is all about. And I want to remind each and every one of us of this verse written in 1888 by Catherine Hankey. And it's familiar to many of us here. And it tells us about the Christian year. And it goes something like this. Advent tells us Christ is near. Christmas tells us Christ is here. In Epiphany, we trace all the glory of God's grace. Now, I should tell you that this is just the first verse. It goes on for 8 verses. So if you want to learn about the Christian year, just go and research that poem. It was actually put to music as well. This is just the first verse. So as we start the season of Advent, the readings for today remind us to prepare, and they speak in some way about that day, about some time in the future for which we wait. Isaiah predicts a time when God will establish a universal reign of peace. And St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, reminds of the urgency in changing our ways so that we will be prepared to meet our Savior when our time comes. And as Canon Mark was updating us on the situation with one of our dear friends. You know, we are always reminded that each and every one of us is only a heartbeat away. We are all only a heartbeat away from eternity. And the gospel reading describes the unexpected appearance of the Son of Man just as a thief who breaks into a house. And Jesus describes his second coming as a sudden, unexpected event. And as we take a closer look at the gospel, we recognize that the overall message is that the faithful community, we as part of the faithful community, must continue to live and witness as we have been taught. And the gospel writer draws comparison with the unfaithful in the days of Noah, who were unaware of God's purpose of judgment and salvation. And similarly, the people who lived at the time when the Gospel of Matthew was written, and certainly we as part of a society today. But it is clear from the Gospel that salvation is an individual concern. And this is clearly articulated in verses 40 and 41 of the Gospel reading today. And I quote, "One will be taken and one will be left." And the gospel reading also emphasizes the responsibilities of the faithful house owner. The disciples were urged to be like faithful homeowners, to safeguard the assets which had been entrusted to their care. And we too, by extension, must be watchful and attentive in looking to the future, while living faithfully and hopefully day after day. So the question is, what is the relevance of the beginning of the Christian year to our joyful Giving Sunday? The new year is often associated with New Year's resolutions. And this morning at the 8 o'clock service, I shared my New Year's resolutions. And I'm sure that as we reflect on this year, many of us are already thinking of what would be my focus for next year. And what better time for the church as we start the Christian New Year to look at our purpose as Christians. Because the purpose of a Christian in this new year, we are looking at our recommitment to a stewardship lifestyle by placing God's priorities first in our lives. And we are encouraged to participate. We are encouraged to stand up and be counted, for this is what is expected of us. And we are reminded today that stewardship is about working together. Stewardship is about faithful decision making, about joyful giving, and living a life of gratitude. Because we have pledged to be responsible caretakers of God's gifts of time, God's gifts of talent, and God's gift of treasure. Similarly, the disciples were asked to be watchful in safeguarding the household. Can we do likewise? Can we follow that example? And today we are reminded that Advent is a season of hope. Happy New Year and a hopeful New Year, as we actively watch and wait for the coming of Christ this Christmas. Now, I've heard the suggestion that it is probably a good thing that we do not know when Christ will return. For if we knew the exact date, we might be tempted to neglect our Christian obligations. Or it might be argued that it is also a good thing that we do not know our time of death. As we might be tempted to just keep on sinning and sinning and sinning, and then turn to Christ at the end. Now, of course, that could be considered a cynical or skeptical view of the Christian life. But one might also argue that it might, of course, prevent us from living a life of integrity, a life of faith, and a life of trust. And so we are encouraged to follow Jesus one step at a time. And the readings give us some practical ideas for the season of Advent. And from the readings, we glean that we must be conscious of the supreme reign of God that will come to pass. And this is, and live in hope. And this is from the passage from Isaiah. We are reminded that our lives are short, so we must be good stewards and use God's blessings in a worthwhile manner. And of course, from the gospel, we are reminded that the uncertainty of life demands that we should constantly be discerning God's will for us, knowing that the future is in God's hands. Because our desire to please God should be our highest motive. Our desire to please God should actually be our only motive. But as we continue to watch and wait actively, and as we stand up and be counted, let us be faithful stewards, for we have been given a new purpose because of our new life in Christ. The disciples were given a new purpose when they responded to the call to follow Jesus. And we are reminded that Jesus told them, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." And as we take the season of Advent to prepare for the coming of the Lord, may we all be ready. For Christ's purpose in telling his disciples to be ready is a heads up. It's a warning to each and every one of us to be equipped and to stay faithful in our daily walk with Christ as we watch and wait actively and stand up to be counted this Advent. And so, my sisters and brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.